The rain and wind have stopped. The hurricane is over. But before you decide to venture outside, here are some safety tips that you should observe. Do not wade in small or large pools of water unless it's absolutely necessary. Keep away from loose or dangling power lines and immediately report them to the power company. If you evacuated, remain at the shelter until you are told it is safe to return home. Drive only if necessary and avoid flooded roads and bridges. Stay out of any building that has water around it. Wear water boots or closed shoes with hard soles when going outdoors after flooding. Dispose of dead animals such as chickens quickly and in accordance with the instructions of your local health department. Ensure that your hands are thoroughly washed after handling debris or disposing of dirty water. If you get a wound such as a prick or cut from a nail, go to your doctor or local health center immediately as you may need immunization or a booster against tetanus. Parents should ensure that children do not play or bathe in floodwaters. In addition, store bleach, kerosene, and other harmful chemicals away from children. Safe water should be used for drinking, brushing teeth, washing utensils, and preparing food. Refrain from consuming food that has been exposed to floodwaters. Eat only safe foods prepared under safe conditions. Remember to wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water before handling and preparing food and after using the toilet. Do not eat foods including fruits and vegetables that have been partially eaten by insects or rodents, and do not store food alongside chemicals such as kerosene, bleach, detergents, and insect sprays. Extra care is required in times of disaster. This is necessary to keep ourselves, our families, and our neighbors safe. Let's do what we must and let's all stay safe.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is committed to ensuring that every Jamaican child has the best learning environment to thrive and needs your cooperation to make the education system work successfully.
What are the school's voluntary contributions for?
Co-curricular and sports activities and school development.
What amount are parents to contribute?
Your contributions are voluntary and the amount depends on the type of programs being offered by the school.
If my child is being denied access to school, can I complain to the ministry?
Yes. You can call or visit any of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information's 6 regional offices or send an email to complaints@moey.gov.jm.
What support is there for PATH students?
PATH students are not expected to make contributions and are to be provided with 5 days free lunch as of this year.
Parents and guardians, do continue to make your voluntary financial contributions to your children's school. The institutions need your assistance for their school development and sporting activities. Remember, the government takes care of all core educational needs. Every child can learn. Every child must learn.
I remember when I didn't like school and mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since mommy and daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.
High schoolers, are you the champion we're looking for? Enter the JIS poster competition and find out. Create an 11 by 17 inch poster based on the theme Jamaica's rich sporting heritage. Participants may submit entries for either the illustrated or digital categories. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit jis.gov.jm, call 926-35904 extension 2137, or send an email to heritageposter@jis.gov.jm.
Here's a total, Miss Lawrence.
Wow, this is all?
Yes. NHF has increased the amount it pays for medication for children with NHF cards.
You're serious? This is good.
That's right. Effective September 1, the National Health Fund doubled the amount it pays on pharmaceuticals for NHF cardholders 18 years and under. To get more information, call the NHF at 906-1106. NHF, your health is your responsibility.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.